batteries, going from bunnies to bacteria. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. The idea that maybe we could make batteries work using microbes has been kicked around for about 100 years. But nobody could find a bacterial species that does the job well. Discovery of Geobacter in the 80s really furthered the cause. These little guys produce an electric current when attached to a graphite electrode or other conductive surface. Now researchers at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities think they've found a way to harness this bacteria for use in batteries, biosensors, and other applications. Electrons in a battery are like cars going to work. When other bacteria were used to produce electrons, they kind of blocked the road. Geobacter keeps traffic moving because electrons pass right through its cell walls. To get things going in a microbial battery, the microbes have got to eat. And to Geobacter, good old inexpensive graphite is a bacterial smorgasbord. As the bacteria gobble the graphite, instead of getting fat, they just split off into more Geobacter. Energy produced this way would not only be cheap, the process is incredibly simple. The team has demonstrated the concept and is now trying to understand how the bug does what it does. A battery that runs on bacteria. A bactery? For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.